The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Knox White has served as Greenville's 34th mayor since being elected in 1995, and with South Carolina giving the green light to outside dining, it started yesterday. Mayor White came up with an idea last week about possibly having parts of Main Street open or closed down and open for outside dining. I wanted to have the mayor on for a quick update this morning. On the guest line, Mayor Knox White. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Joey. Good morning.
So you obviously yesterday restaurants were able to reopen for outside dining. Some restaurants in downtown Greenville just don't have the space for that. You came up with the idea of maybe closing down parts of Main Street. Where do we stand with that?
Well, actually, the bigger point is this goes for City Greenville and all cities. We should help our restaurant folks who have sacrificed a great deal. You know, people may forget this whole several weeks has been such a fast-moving thing, things changing all the time, that the first thing that happened was the closing of large events, crowded events and things like that. And really the second thing, statewide and around the country, were restaurants and bars. So they've been closed for some time. So now they're giving a chance to reopen in phases, which is exactly what they choose to do, by the way. I want to talk a little bit more about that because I'm hearing a lot from the restaurant people themselves over the past several months. And I was just making a larger point that we need to be very flexible, very accommodating. The old rules don't apply. And we have some special issues in our downtown because we have a little less private space and more public space. And so we have some outside dining opportunities now there that have been there for a number of years, of course. And we just need to make sure that every restaurant in our downtown gets, to the extent possible, what it needs. That is a chance to have more outdoor space. And to do that, that probably means more public space. So we'll look at everything. Everything's on the table. But it starts with asking the restaurants. That's what we've literally done. We've gone to every single restaurant downtown and asked the question, do you plan to open? And if so, what can we do to help you? And sure. Getting different answers. And part of it may be closing sections of Main Street, if necessary. But also, it could be a matter of somebody needs to double their number of tables, so perhaps we'll take a parking space and turn a parking space into a dining sure. space that's been done sure. in other cities. So everything's really on the table.
Yeah. So, Mayor, are most people that you're talking with, are they ready to reopen? Or are you having some who are saying, no, we're just not quite there yet? I was reading a story the other day about the Swamp Rabbit Cafe and Grocery. I love to go over there some, but they for now have chosen not to open their outdoor dining because they just feel like they're not ready for it.
Yeah, there are a number that are not open. Some of the statewide chains are not open. Others are. It's really hard to predict. I was a little surprised who was and who wasn't. I think that'll change in the next, well, of course, it will change in the next few weeks as people get more accustomed to it. But, hey, I just want to kind of make a larger point for people to hear. The South Carolina Restaurants Association, and again, my experience with restaurant owners in the city has been exactly the same way. They have really been at the forefront of thinking this thing through for a long time. Most of them have understood that opening the doors by itself is not the answer. People have to have the confidence and willingness to come through those doors. If you can open the doors, someone's got to come and open their wallet. So they've been thinking ahead on this, and they've come up statewide with some very good and thoughtful protocols for what it would look like if they opened their doors. So people will feel comfortable. I mean, some will feel comfortable from day one. I understand that. But a lot of people will not unless they have some degree of confidence that things will be right in the restaurant. It'll be a safe place to be in, a clean place and that kind of thing. And they set down some really good protocols for how restaurants could operate. And that's good because these will apply statewide. I guess they're voluntary, but everybody in that industry really works together well. So I really commend what they've done. It obviously impressed the governor, helped move his decision-making along, I think, in terms of opening restaurants. And I think that's a good thing. But I think we'll see that become more evident. And by the way, it's a phased approach. They didn't say, well, we have takeout now, which, by the way, that's another example. The restaurant folks locally and everywhere have done an amazing job in rethinking the takeout idea.
Sure.
And taking that to a new level. So, you know, commend them for that. They've been very creative and entrepreneurial. And then in terms of this reopening plan, you know, the first phase is outside dining. Outside dining first, you know, get that right, expand it, and get people comfortable again. And then later indoor dining with some new ways of doing business. So they've really been ahead of they haven't waited for the government, state, federal, local, anybody to outline how to do this. They came up with their own ideas, and they know the business best. So it's really a good model for what hopefully we'll see more widespread later.
With me this morning, Mayor Knox White of Greenville, talking about outside dining in downtown Greenville. You know, that the restaurant business is so crucial to downtown Greenville. I mean, Mayor, you and I both have been in the area a long, long time and can remember when there was nothing downtown. And the restaurants are really what led the way for redeveloping, people wanting to go back downtown. And so it's just so important
that
they be supported.
Everything about our downtown is about people coming together. I mean, that's what it's about. We have great public spaces, parks, trails, court plazas in downtown, and, of course, restaurants by the nature of places people come together. So it goes to the heart and soul of who we are and what we are. So that's why we're particularly anxious to create these openings as fast as we can and safely as we can. And we also open the trails, and we'll be opening almost all our parks are open now. Many of them never close. But, you know, getting back to about the opening Main Street and such, there are some sections of Main Street which we'll open if the restaurants desire us to do that. We want to first talk to them. But on the other hand, I think there's kind of a larger perception. It's not just about a particular restaurant. It's about, well, will people be comfortable coming to downtown if it looks crowded? And that's because we have sidewalks and that kind of thing. So
right. This
is just my personal opinion. I think certain sections of the street should be open just so that people can walk comfortably and not feel like they're cramped on a narrow sidewalk, which they are. You know, it's part of the charm.
Mm-hmm.
During most of the year, you're in a crowded sidewalk and get urban scene, but that's not the kind of look and feel we want to invite people back now.
Right, right. Well, it can work, and I agree. It will be, I think, probably more inviting if people feel like they have some extra space. You know, there's an area of Broadway right at
mm-hmm.
Times Square that they mm-hmm. closed, and for pedestrian, that's worked well.
Exactly. You know, we're also talking to restaurant folks about sort of the new normal in the future. I talked about them being so entrepreneurial and creative through this whole thing. I mean, they have really, of all groups, they haven't complained. They've been focused on how we're going to deal with this and how we can open when it's right time to open. I mean, they have been great about that. I mean, I've had so many more phone calls and them talking about, you know, we're not ready until we're ready. And that's been their attitude. But one of the things about their entrepreneurial spirit has been the takeout. And this could be a lasting thing. We've had takeouts more and more in the last couple of years. But if you drive up to a typical restaurant, they might have a parking space or two for takeout. Well, I think perhaps one of the lasting effects of this will be that takeout will become more of a norm.
Yep.
And in downtown, we had to provide something we didn't have before, which is takeout parking spaces. And
yes.
You know, I think we could... Yeah, I could see keeping that permanent. Again, we'll be talking to the restaurant owners, but if that's what they desire, we'll probably take a few spaces on Main Street and make them, you know, for takeout into the future.
Sure.
If it's part of their new business model.
Sure, yeah. Mayor Knox White, always good to speak with you. Thank you for what you guys do. I know you've had some tough decisions these past few weeks. Of course, you're part of Accelerate SC. The governor asked you to be part of this group of leaders to try to bring our state together and reopen it, but I appreciate what you do and love downtown Greenville, and I know you guys will do the right thing.
Well, we're heading down to Columbia in just a few minutes, in fact, for the governor's task force, and that is about reopening and reopening safely and kind of giving it an extra kick, if you will, ways we can be helpful to small business and helpful to others to do that, and that's what we're kind of focused on now. and that's what we'll do. Sure. Yeah. And we'll see what the governor decides. It's the governor's decision all along the way in terms of when things reopen, and so maybe I can get some clue of where he's headed on that.
Yep. Love to hear back from you again soon, Mr. Mayor. And again, thank you for what
you
do.
Thank you, Joey.
Have a great Tuesday.